This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis spoke at length about Colorado's housing crisis during his State of the State address at the Capitol Tuesday. Polis called the state's housing policies out of date. He vowed to modernize the law to help meet the housing demand.
We need to bring our land use policy into the 21st century and prepare ourselves for success these next 150 years. We need more housing now.
Polis also emphasized the state's red flag laws and ghost guns. The law, as it stands, allows some individuals to request an extreme risk protection order, which could prevent an individual from owning a gun who might be a threat to themselves or others. Polis referenced Colorado's latest mass shooting at an LGBTQ bar in Colorado Springs.
The horrific shooting at Club Q is one of too many examples of how a crime can inflict pain and fear for an entire community.
At the Capitol for the governor's State of the State address were the heroes from the shooting, Richard Fierro and Thomas James, who Polis acknowledged and thanked. Polis took time for a moment of silence in honor of the victims of the shooting. A crash involving multiple semi-trucks and a gasoline tanker truck has closed Interstate 70 westbound in Glenwood Canyon. Crews are draining the remaining 7,000 gallons of gasoline into another tanker in order to clear the road. The I-70 closure starts at exit 133, and the Colorado Department of Transportation says it should be in place until at least this evening. Motorists from Metro Denver can use the northern alternate route using exit 205 in Silverthorne and continuing through Kremling and Craig. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is 106. Come to CPR.org for more.